Welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again. And this episode is me having a wander in the valley. There's a video that goes alongside it, but it's separate. So there's a link in the episode notes. Go watch the video if you'd like to. It's about 25 minutes long. And really, this is an episode, it's a bonus episode in many ways, being the holiday season and the Christmas season. So it's an opportunity, if you've got time on your hands and you're not sure what to do, and you'd like to listen to me wandering around the valley talking about alpacas and what's happening in the valley, or if you'd like to see what's happening in the valley and see the alpacas, then do check out the video. Hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you again in the new year. Have a great time, everybody. Bye for now.
Roslyn. Hello, sweet one. This is old Megan. Yeah, talking about you. Hello. What do you think, old girl? She was first born in the valley. And therefore not quite our oldest, but we got all the girls are up here. We just spread the food out because they enjoy having food with enough space. Oh, there we go. There's a zoom in. There's the girls in the red coats. And right at the back there, can't quite see her, is Hermione. I'm just going to walk up. That's quite a cheap breath. These were the trees that were down in the January storm last year. Hermione in the red coat at the back there. That's Hermione there. And Alice with her red coat on this side. There we go. So the older girls have got the extra protection. It's going to be colder the next few days, as you know. So there we go. There's the stables down the bottom there. Happy breakfasts. So we've got the by the building over here, we've got the hay feeder. You can see the desire line where they've been walking. This is how they like to. And then there's the view over the lake. Stocking pond this end. And just over here, this is the bit where they tend to congregate when the water's in the overflow from the lake, so they like to paddle. Down here we've got, this is where the water comes out of the lake, so it's the old stocking pond where the fish were. But this is where the water goes down. There you are. Goes down and then goes into the tunnel. Which you can just about see at the bottom. Right there. Oops, sorry. So down the bottom of that. Down the bottom. In the depths of there. There's this bit of stonework. And there's the mouth of the tunnel is here. Right. So that's the tunnel down there. You can't really see very clearly. Running down and out into the tunnel. Which then goes into the hillside. To the top there's a... Right at the top of the path there, there's a... What was a valve house went down. There was deep underground, there was a valve and the course then it runs down underground and it runs into a chamber which then was the ground. Come in here when they want. They don't always spend a lot of time in here. And then this building on the end there is the hay store. So this bit here is the hay store. You see, they spread themselves out, and some like to be in and some like to be up. Or probably away from me. These big, wide, low buckets are really useful because they can put their heads in and they can still see over the top. They don't have to worry about what's happening. They can see what's going on around them. So they really appreciate it. And you can get 3 or 4 heads in there all at the same time without fighting for the space. So that works pretty well. The smaller ones, like the one behind there, can you see this scruffy coat here? This is because they wipe themselves against the fence and it catches on the wire and it's kind of torn the outside covering. So that's not quite so waterproof, that part, is it? No. But that wasn't Roslyn, she was somebody else's. And they tore it all up. But it's quite useful just as an extra. So the other two are on and that's an extra to be able to put on. I've got another one, but it's a smaller one. And different colours. I like the red ones because I can see them at a distance, which is useful. Look out where everybody is. Cormorant's just coming in. It's landing on the lake at the far end. Oh, there he goes. They're quite shy. They move away quite quickly when they see me, or if I'm coming anywhere near the car park. Apart from they stand on the corner of the edge of the car park here, which is now the goose yard. It's all covered in grass. It's gradually turning into a place where the alpacas graze rather than cars park. But down the edge there of the just here somewhere is where the cormorants will often be, kind of after they've been the fishing and the dive under the water, and they swim trying to catch fish underwater, and then they stand at the edge there and drip dry, and the sun hasn't quite got across yet. It's being the shortest day of the year, a couple of days ago, it's where are we now? Whatever it is, coming up 10, I guess. The sun's coming down from the top of the hill up there. And it's takes a while to get across this side of the valley. Bracken across the hillside there. So the boys have been fed, so they've come down. They enjoy being in the sun at the top there. So it's the girls in the stable, in the field. and at the top over here, top of this field here, just about there, and then across the valley. So this bit across where you can see it's all kind of the open space. That was where the dam was for the reservoir. So it was an 80-foot high dam, and it had 120 million gallons of water. Or that's a lot. It's a lot of numbers. It's a lot of water. But all of this was flooded. You can see it was much higher up here. It was where the water level was. But since the dam's gone, there's nothing to hold it back. So it just is a lake now with native brown trout, nothing stocked anymore. And the fishermen that come are the cormorants, occasionally kingfishers, occasionally a goosander, which is actually a duck rather than a goose, but there we go. But they actually dive under and they fish. They look quite like cormorants.
Get to the end of the green path. Colours.
And they will take fish from under, they'll fish underwater as well. Very similar kind of beak. I've seen them. Often see them around about this time of year, but maybe a bit later into the new year, we might see them come visit. There you go. So this is the green path. It's where Julian comes for his walk every day. And I've got this little camera here to try and capture whatever's happening. So I capture him going for his walk in his red coat. Raven calling from above. These are the buildings then down. You see the lake down behind through. This is the path. So it's a higher level path up above. The alpacas come down here and they like walking through these little saplings, little bits of little twiggy things, really. They're not really much to them. But these saplings growing here are what they enjoy walking through and brushing themselves. I worry sometimes they get a bit too close to the edge, but they manage. So we get a lot of holly and all its spiky stuff, but not many red berries. So we obviously haven't got the males around, or we haven't got the right mix of male and female trees to get the berries. Here we've got the edge of the field. This is the terraced field where the alpacas come down. We've got the conifers you can see just on the horizon, just about. There they are, the green tips at the top there. And they're further up the woodland area at the top of the valley. And the alpacas go up there as well. But this is their... They do like this field down here. And you can see we've got some holes here dug in the ground. So we've got the regular path, but we also got these holes. So that's probably, well, it's either a squirrel, but I think it's probably, looking at that, it's probably a badger. So we got the field shelter, but this then is the field which they like being in, which is the terraced field. And the boys' field on the far side, in all the sun, there it is. That's where the boys will come down and they'll graze. There's a nice bit of grass. The rest of it's covered in bracken, and they do get access to graze, but it's not quite as much. This is the path back from the terraced, heads back towards the buildings. And again, it's all well grazed because they can. So see, we've got some steps that go down. The alpacas tend to not use the steps, they go on the side. But they like coming down to this finger area on the lake. Oh, there's the ducks. They'll take off. They don't like being around when I'm here, so they'll probably take off. There's usually about 20 of them. There's less. I can see less at the moment. They'll be somewhere. So this is the bottom of the lake. You can see the bridge. And then up in the corner there, you can see where the alpacas are coming down. They're cruising now. They'll take off in a minute, these ducks, I would think. Try and get a better picture of them, but they're going to freak out and take off. Oh, they've changed direction. They're going back the other way. So looking down the valley, down the lake. Different perspective from down here, down at water level. There's a little bit of a sandbar just starting to appear again. The girl's up in the corner there in the sun, enjoying the grazing and stuff. So that's them there, up in the corner of the field. Spot the red goats. Really useful. They come in the other side of the reed island there in the middle of the lake, because I'm not there. A familiar tree up on the horizon there. There you go, so that gives you an impression of the lake as well. How about that? Just the steps again. You can see a lot of the oak leaves. From their shape, all the different browns, amazing. And these are the steps. They just come down to the finger. They don't actually do anything very much, but they're nice, nice to have. This is stone that was recovered from the old reservoir that was here. Of the trees with all the moss growing on it and these twigs with the lichen on it. Beautiful colours. I love the colour of green on the lichen. The alpacas use this, coming around the side. The lake dipping under the tree. These poor old ducks will think I'm stalking after them. Come and disturb them again. There's a lot less. I don't know where all the others are gone. Normally, as I said, just recently, there's been about 20 of them. But there's always about 7 or 8 that overwinter with us, come through the thing. So here we've got the buildings. You can see the long room and the cabin. So we've got the sound of the running water here. This is coming from, there's a pipe where it drains. This is very useful. Drains the water that comes in at the top here. So this is where the, if you can get up, pick the most difficult route to get to it. This is the hole that we made to have as a fire pit to burn things. But no, it fills with water, and it's like this all the time. So this then overruns and comes, and there's a pipe there, and that's, you can hear it going down this plug hole. That then goes into the lake, which was the running water we could hear. So this is a terraced area. The back end of the buildings. So this is the long room. I wonder why it's called the long room. Is there a good reason? It's probably because it's long. The toilets and stuff at the end here. It's long, and once you go from one building to the other and that kind of stuff, you can have a little, ooh, there's me, that's a reflection. And it's always lovely when you get this reflection off the windows here. So I was trying to show you what was inside, but you can't really see. That's another story, we'll do it another time. Oh, there's more ducks now. Well, there you go. So that's the lake, and this is the buildings next to it. So it all happens, and up on the hillside there. Ooh, can we see just in the sun there? There's a little group of the boys. And the red coat up the top there is not the girls. That one up the top there is Freddy. So that's where they live, up on the hillside, and they wander around, and they've got a good life. And so have we. So I filled up the hay feeder this morning, so they got a good supply. It's variable. They do, half of them at least, will gather around it, and they'll eat the hay. It depends what takes their fancy. Just depends. But they do like the hay, so a bunch of them will gather, some will go under the tree. Hermione goes up under that tree. The branches are hanging down. And she stands there, and it's she likes that. Keeps the flies off. Not as many flies today. Temperature's dipped again. The blue sky and sun, but it is cold and fresh. And we like that too. So, Christmas, holiday season. The alpacas don't understand holidays. They don't understand Christmas Day is just a different day. No, it's an ordinary day for them. So they need feeding and watering and all the rest of it. So we'll do that tomorrow. But they've had, so oh, do you know I gave them an extra scoopful. I gave them an extra scoopful of peas in their mix for tonight. It's a treat, Christmas treat. I'm not sure who that's a treat for. Well, I did enjoy it, of course, but I think it's more of a treat for me to be able to give them the extra food. And they will enjoy it. Oh, and they love the sound of it. They come running, and the boys as well. When you feed the little trickle of the dried peas, flaked peas, they're kind of crushed. So they're flat and they're little discs, and they make a noise going into the troughs. They all come running. Oh, know what that sound is? That's nice. And they all come running for their food to pick out the peas. They like the peas. And if you're looking for a Christmas treat for an alpaca, micronized flaked peas is what you want, I think. Well, that's my experience. That's what I found, that our alpacas like. Your mileage may differ. But it's basically The ordinary stuff, but a little bit more. So they'll enjoy that. That's a treat for tomorrow, for tonight and tomorrow morning. There we go, back up to the house. Apparently, I heard the other day somebody tell me that this time of year is the time that the robins sing the most. I'm not quite sure why that is, but it seems to be definite that I'm hearing a lot more, so that's nice to hear the robins singing. And some of the other birds, but especially the robins seem to be vocal. And of course, I'm giving you the cue, and there's no birds around to sing. There's a big fat blackbird sat up in the tree there, but very quiet, just looking for food, not looking to talk. Okay, so there we go. Have a great Christmas. Have a good break. Enjoy your alpacas if you can. If you can, go spend some time with your alpacas or someone else's alpacas or with my alpacas. I hope you enjoy the video and this podcast episode. Yay! In the new year, we'll have a new episode in the new year. So take care. Bye for now.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.